This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
For you. Remember her? And the locomotion makes you want to get up and dance even this early in the day, right? Good morning. Welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Malloy Show. I am Paul Malloy, and along with my partner and my buddy Big Ed Davis, thank you for joining us on this Wednesday morning, October the 2nd. In a few minutes, we will be talking with John Stammel. He is a small business owner, and he's a member of Toastmasters. Now, if you've never heard of Toastmasters, I think you're going to be intrigued with our interview and what it's all about. So stay tuned for that. And while the mainstream media continue to pound away on the President Trump-Ukraine story, why are they saying so little about the cause of it all? Joe Biden and his globe-trotting son, right? We're going to talk with the proprietor of the barber pole, Andrew Ceresi, about what mainstream America is thinking about all this. And in our Freedom Works Ultimate Top 10, we have a real good one this morning. The top 10 actors who've appeared in the most movies. Do you have any idea who they might be? Well, you will find out. By the way, Freedom Works, we're sponsored in part by Andrew's Master Barbershop for the best haircut in Tampa Bay. You got to get over there. They're located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's just north of Main Street, Route 580, on Overcash Drive. It's the best haircut in Tampa Bay, bar none. And also, don't forget, you can hear our show anytime, anywhere. All you got to do is get to your computer, type in ourfreedomworks.com, O-U-R, freedomworks.com, and there you go. Big Ed has all of our shows on podcast. You'll see the podcast button at the top. Listen to us at your leisure. He puts in there the top 10 and who the guest is. The whole bit. OurFreedomWorks.com. Well, you know, another day, another soap opera in the White House, right? Now, remember Eric Holder, the Attorney General for Obama? Didn't he say something like he was Obama's man? He said something about how he was like, a soldier in the Obama fight or something like to that. And I'm paraphrasing, of course. But now he's back. And he said yesterday that the current Attorney General, Bill Barr, is paying a price and sacrificing his credibility for spearheading the probe into the whole Russia investigation. Really? How dare you look into that? It's none of your damn business. That's what he's saying. He also remarked separately, Holder did, that it was a reality that the Republicans are going to cheat in the 2020 elections by trying to move polling places. Did you know that? Did you know the Republicans are planning on moving the polling places? And he said, and a whole variety of things. Can you believe that Eric Holder would say that? Where does he come up with that nonsense? Now, this comes a day after the New York Times said Trump had privately pressed the leader of Australia to help his Attorney General Barr in that probe. However, Fox News reports they had received a letter showing that Australia had proactively reached out to Trump first, back in May, to offer assistance after Trump publicly told reporters he was going to direct Barr to contact a bunch of countries. Anyway, You see where all of this is going? Somehow, actions that have to do with the security of the company, of the country, if they're Republicans, are worthy of impeachment. Actions that are done by Democrats are worthy of a gold medal. Apparently, if you believe all of the things you're hearing on television and radio. And speaking of that, did you know in this whole Ukraine news coverage, when the major network news shows talk about it, did you know they spend only 11% of their coverage mentioning Joe Biden? That's 89% of it has Joe Biden's name is not mentioned. His son is not mentioned. You know? Newsbusters, that's a conservative watchdog, media watchdog group, made this report about the 11% yesterday. Now, according to the study, the big three, ABC, NBC, CBS, took 7 hours and 5 minutes out of their morning and evening news shows to focus on the Ukraine story with President Trump. And they actually did a 10-day study, apparently, from September 20th to the 30th. Only 46 minutes out of those 7-plus hours was devoted to Hunter Biden and his father. 12 minutes from ABC, 16 minutes from CBS, and a very generous 18 minutes from NBC. So somehow they were able to talk for hours and hours and hours about the Ukraine story and somehow not mention Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. Now that's how crazy things get. And you'll note if you read the AP reports in the different newspapers that you pick up or online, they do the same thing. Very little is mentioned about the fact that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden were directly involved in a quid pro quo. Remember that Joe Biden, as vice president, was assigned overseeing relationships with both China and the Ukraine by Obama. So he went over there. And what did he do? He brought his son Hunter with him. And in both cases, Hunter ended up getting a lucrative payoff, right? He certainly did. He goes onto the board of that Ukrainian utility company, which is at this point has been apparently accused, if not found guilty of corruption. He was getting something like $83,000 a month to be on the board with no experience whatsoever. None. Other than he was the son of the vice president. Then they went to China. Maybe they went there first, I'm not sure, but around that same time. And that was another great deal. I think $1.5 billion was involved in all of that. So, of course, that stuff's going to come out. I wouldn't give you really a plug nickel for the length of time that Joe Biden is going to be a presidential candidate. Because no matter what you do, even with the media behind you, you can't keep the lid on something like that. All right. We're going to switch topics. You like to speak in public? Are you a little nervous about talking in public? A little shy about it? Well, we're going to talk to a guy that knows something about public speaking. He is a member of Toastmasters International. His name is John Semmel, and we will be talking with him right after the break.
This is the Tam Talk Radio Network.
The best barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop, located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They've got a beautiful new facility, but you'll still get the very best haircut from the very best hair cutters, and for a great price, too. Andrew's Master Barbershop is open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5, and Saturday, 8:30 to 2 p.m. Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza, State Road 580 and Overcash Drive in Dunedin.
If you would like to become a wholesale buyer of the premium quality longevity product that you hear about right here on the Tantalk Radio Network for personal service, you can pick up the phone right now and call Lola at 727-441-3311. Again, that's Lola at 727-441-3311. Or for even faster service, log on to TantalkHealth.com. That's TantalkHealth.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
Hi, this is Jay Leno.
Hey, this is Ted Nugent.
Hi, everybody. This is David Hobbs.
Hi, this is Bob Marshall.
Hey, this is Danny the Count Coker.
Hey, this is comedian, author, and most importantly, vintage race car driver Adam Carolla.
Hi, this is Shirley Cha-Cha Muldowney.
I'm John Forrest.
Hey, this is Jack Roush.
And you're listening to Nostalgic Radio and Cars.
That's Nostalgic Radio and Cars with the most fascinating and legendary names in motorsports every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network.
Listen to the latest pet trends with benefits on the Pet Buzz every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Join pet trendologist Charlotte Reed and veterinarian Dr. Michael Fleck as they talk all things pets, from animal health and wellness, money-saving tips, celebrity gossip, breaking news, and more. Their expert guests are in the know and in the now. To learn more about this unique program and its hosts, tune in to the show on the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back on Freedom Works. Thank you so very much for listening to us on this Wednesday morning. And we are delighted to have a friend of mine by the name of John Sammel, who is both a small business owner and he is also involved with Toastmasters. He's vice president of public relations for the Oldsmar Top of the Morning Toastmasters. John, welcome to Freedom Works.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for having me.
It is my pleasure. It is my pleasure, John. I want to start off, first of all, you're a business owner, and I know you've always got three or four hats in the air, but let's start off with a basic question. What is Toastmasters?
Wow. Well, Toastmasters was designed as a public speaking, a place where people could go to perfect their public speaking. I think what it eventually morphed into was more than public speaking. They helped you own your skills as a public speaker, but they also cultivate you and develop you as a community leader and, more importantly, a listener.
Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, they are around the world, are they not? I mean, it's called Toastmasters International. I know here in the Tampa Bay area, you happen to be involved with the Oldsmar Toastmasters, but there's several Toastmasters right within our area here. But they are
absolutely there. Yeah. Yeah, there are chapters all over. There are a couple chapters in Clearwater. Dunedin has two, Palm Harbor, Tampa has a lot of them. They're located, a lot of corporations use them during the launch. So they have lunch breaks for their corporate employees, so that they can get better at public speaking and leading.
You know,
so there are a lot of locations.
Yes, indeed. You know, I relate very directly to the concept of being able to speak in public. When I was a young guy, like in high school, believe it or not, I was scared stiff to stand up in front of anybody and talk. I mean, I would literally shake. I mean it. I would shake. I was so nervous about speaking. And yet I had this desire, you know, to do radio and, you know, that kind of thing, even back then. And so I took speech classes and kind of got over my shyness. But Toastmasters not only helps people with being able to speak in front of groups, but like you said, poise, confidence. I mean, they're self-confidence. There are other things that you actually glean from becoming a member. So now let me ask you, what if somebody's interested in, you know, for whatever reason, in public speaking and getting better at it, is the first thing they're going to do contact a local Toastmasters? And then, you know, how does
actually,
that work?
They don't even have to contact anyone. They can feel free to look it up online and see where the closest class to them is. and then they can just show up and sit in a meeting. They're not required to speak at all. They can just sit in the back and kind of get a feel for how the class operates. You can attend three classes before you have to become a member, and I really recommend trying a couple different clubs in the area. There are certain clubs that are a little bit longer than other ones, and they're short. There's ones that are in the morning, the evening, the afternoon. So there's a little bit something for everyone. I started off going to a night class in Palm Harbor, and then with my schedule, I wind up morphing into going to a morning class. And the morning class was drastically different than the night class because it was an hour. Mm-hmm. And there's something to be said about getting up at 8:10 in the morning and running a presentation. If you can get out of your comfort zone, wonderful things happen.
Now I want to get to John. By the way, we're talking with John Samuel. He is a small business owner and the vice president of public relations for the Oldsmar Top of the Morning Toastmasters. John, did you get into Toastmasters because of your business, or was that just coincidental? What prompted you to get into Toastmasters?
This is a great story, Paul. So I had attended a business meeting with my wife, and while we're at the business meeting, a client started asking me a couple random questions that I just was not expecting. They came out of left field, and I had no idea, and they hit me, and I really started stumbling on my words.
Mm-hmm.
I was repeating myself, I was stuttering, I was using a lot of filler words. So when we left that meeting, I looked at my wife, and I said, I've really got to correct this problem. If we're going to grow our business, if we are going to articulate our message of what we do, I need to be able to field these questions. And one of the things we do in Toastmasters is we do a section called improv speaking. And they call it table topics. And during the table topics, they you randomly get called up to the front of the class, and someone will ask you a question, and you have 1 to 2 minutes to answer that question. And what that table topics does, it prepares you for what I went through when my client asked me a random question. And it really gets you able to think quicker on your feet and helps you articulate your message.
Yeah. So when you realized that you felt you needed help to, you know, in your speaking situation, did you already know about Toastmasters? I mean, did you just kind of, I'm going to find out if there is any organization that can help me?
I actually just conducted a Google search online, and I started looking up at some techniques I could use. I had taken a public speaking class in college, but it was years prior. So I just did some research online, and I came across a couple clubs. I attended my first meeting, I believe it was 4 years ago in Palm Harbor, and I sat quietly in the back. They tried to get me up there for some table topics and answer questions, but it took about 2 or 3 meetings before I was comfortable enough. The one thing you'll notice about Toastmasters is it's a very diverse club. It's all walks of life. It's all career paths. We have everything from actresses to small business owners to community leaders inside the classroom. And everyone's there with a purpose, and everyone is there to get better and improve. There's really little competition going on amongst each other. It's more an internal competition for people to get better. So you'll notice that when you do attend a class meeting, that people are very welcoming and receiving.
Well, that sounds, you know, very comforting. We're talking with John Samuel, again, small business owner, and he's involved with the Oldsmar Top of the Morning Toastmasters. Toastmasters International, I've known about that for years. And in fact, I went to a meeting with John one time. Really, I was impressed. I was impressed with the people. They were making speeches, and I sat there and listening to them. And I could see how helpful it could be. So somebody wants to, let's say, go to Toastmasters, and they can only maybe go twice a week or maybe once a week. I mean, can they, go out for an 8 o'clock meeting every Wednesday and get something out of it? Is that allowed? Or I mean,
yeah, absolutely. Each week we have a lot of members who only attend one class a month. Toastmasters typically runs once a week, and that will be depending on your specific club's day of choice. But we have some members who are there every single week, and we have other members who have other obligations and are only able to attend maybe one or two classes a month.
Mm-hmm.
Toastmasters has designed their speaking program based on your schedule. So it's all up to you what you really want to get out of it. Each speech is designed for a different set of goals. Some speeches are designed to help people better do visual presentations. Some are designed for humor. Some are designed for body language. Some are designed for vocal variety. So each speech is a little different. The speaking part is very crucial. It's good that you get up there and you practice speaking, but there are a lot of other roles inside the club that will really help you grow as an individual.
Well, let me ask you this. If you're going to be a member of Toastmasters, you've decided to become a member, do you sign up officially? Do you sign a form? I mean, is there – what is the fee involved typically? I mean,
each club has a little different fee based on their membership. For example, our Oldsmar Club charges $55 for 6 months, and that's a Wednesday morning from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. at the Oldsmar Chamber of Commerce, and that runs every week. We do miss a couple, I would say maybe miss 2 weeks a year due to falling on the holidays,
mm-hmm.
but for the most part, we attend every week. Some other clubs, their fees are a little bit pricier. I believe the Palm River was $10 more or $10 less. I can't remember, but it was structured different. It's really based on membership, and with that, you get the opportunity to be assigned a mentor, and that mentor will be right there with your growth process as you in your speaking journey. And it will also enable you the access to the online tutorials that will help you craft your presentations.
So Toastmasters, I mean, first of all, you speak very well. Obviously, you've benefited from Toastmasters. And would you say the main thing is confidence more than anything else that is derived?
Absolutely, Paul. Absolutely. You'll realize that after just a short period of time, 2 or 3 months of attending there, public speaking is one of the biggest fears out there. So if you're able to get in front of 40 random members and actually present a speech and make it through, the first speech you do in Toastmasters is called the icebreaker. And all it is designed to do is get you to stand up in front of a class and introduce yourself, and you have 5 to 7 minutes. That first speech is nerve-wracking, but when you take that first step and you actually get in front of people and you get over your qualms and your nerves and you just start talking, it's like this confidence booster that allows you to go out and completely get out your comfort zone. So things that you've always feared or you've never wanted to do become a lot easier. I've done a couple things. I'm not a big group workout fan, and I went and did a 12-mile race with 6 other paddlers on an ocean canoe. And in years prior, I would have been too nervous to sit down with 6 random people and do that.
Wow.
But thanks to the confidence, I was able to, you know, I didn't even think about it. I just did it. So, you know, with public speaking being such a fear, it really, when you can break down that barrier, it really does open opportunity for individual growth.
John, it's been a real pleasure talking with you. And Toastmasters...
Likewise.
Yes, indeed. And Toastmasters is a great organization, and you've really done a lot, I think, just to kind of explain what it's all about. I really appreciate it, my friend. And I know down the road we're going to have you again, and we'll talk a little bit about your personal business.
That sounds great, Paul. I would love to be back on the show. You know, one of the things I want to leave you with, and I know you do a beautiful show on politics, and you discuss politics. And the biggest communication problem that I see we face right now is people don't listen to understand anymore. They listen to reply.
Yes, indeed.
So if we can change and get people to start listening to understand, I think we are going to grow as a country a lot better.
I think you're right. We talk past each other, don't we?
We do.
We do, indeed. Well, thank you so much, John. It's been a real pleasure.
Excellent. Have a great day, Paul.
Same to you. John Samuel. Indeed, John Samuel, Toastmasters. All right, we're going to take our break. When we come back, back into politics a little bit, as we talk with the proprietor of the Barber Pole, Andrew Ceraci, about what is going on with Joe Biden and his globe-trotting son.
Is the Tantalk Radio Network.
The best barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop, located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They've got a beautiful new facility, but you'll still get the very best haircut from the very best hair cutters, and for a great price, too. Andrew's Master Barbershop is open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5, and Saturday, 8:30 to 2 p.m. Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza, State Road 580 and Overcash Drive in Dunedin.
Hello out there. Tune in every Saturday at noon on Tan Talk for Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers. Every Saturday at noon, we will find resources, education, and a shoulder for the caregivers. I know it's tough, but we can work it out together. Look forward to you tuning in on Saturdays at noon, where you'll have tons of information. Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers.
Hi there, I'm Dr. John.
And I'm Dr. Lisa.
You have medical questions you never get to ask?
Now you can ask us.
After many years of caring for children and families, we've learned that the best informed families are also the healthiest.
Are you saying knowledge is power, Dr. John?
I am, Dr. Lisa, and since you're the smart one, I hope you'll share some knowledge with me and our listeners.
Let's do this then.
Okay, we hope you'll join us every Monday at noon right here on the Tantalk Radio Network for the Drs. John and Lisa Show.
Listen online at tantalk1340.com.
Are you a writer, inventor? Do you have questions about your intellectual property rights? Well, tune in every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 11 o'clock for Joy on Paper. Once a month, I will have a special guest, the writer's legal eagle, Bill Larson of Larson & Larson, who can answer your questions. Protect your valuable work. Email me your questions to patsy.radio@gmail.com and then listen in every Tuesday and Thursday at 11 a.m. right here on Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network. That's patsy.radio@gmail.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Wake up, little Susie, wake up. Hey, we're back. We are back, and delighted to have our buddy, who's a bit under the weather right now, but so delighted that he found time to give us a call, Andrew Ceraci. He is the proprietor of the only pole in this country that really counts, the barber pole. And Andrew, it's I hope you're feeling a little better this morning, buddy.
Paul, I'm feeling great. As a matter of fact, I've had so much time to catch up on things here, it's unbelievable. And you know the first thing I got to do, Paul?
What's that?
I've been thinking about this. I've got to sing it to you.
Okay.
Heard it from a friend who... Heard it from a friend, you've been talking to Ukraine. They think this is legal now, buddy. They think this is legal.
I know, I know. He did hear it from a friend because he didn't hear the call at all, the whistleblower. So he heard it from somebody who heard it from somebody, and now he's the whistleblower, the official whistleblower.
Let me tell you something.
Oh, my God.
This is a coup against the president. This is a coup. This is not an impeachment proceedings. They're trying to do this to coup or to Trump to bring him down because you know what? They know that this stuff is all coming out on them.
I think you're right.
Pompeo's been over Italy. He's been to Ukraine. They know that it's coming down on them for 2016, what they did and what they've still been doing. Do you know, I was watching the television last night. I think they pulled up 30 different instances where they were showing on CNN. This is an impeachable thing. This is an impeachable thing.
Yes.
All different states.
Yeah, all going back for the last several years. Pretty much since he took office, they've been looking for something impeachable. Yeah, it's a joke. It is.
Let me tell you something. This is going to backfire on them so bad. I cannot believe these Democrats are as stupid as they're being. They're going to give up the House. The Senate's going to be where it is, and Trump is going to be where he is. You know, I think Trump, to a point, even set this up a little bit. But what they're trying to do is keep it out of the Senate, you know. So the Senate can't call in different witnesses. That's why they're trying to move this so quick. And Pompeo yesterday said that they're not going to be able. He's not letting any of these people who got subpoenaed testify.
That's right.
They want them to testify without an attorney or anything else.
Yes. In fact, I got the story right in front of me here. He hit back today at those Democrats amid a standoff over their demanding to hear from department employees in this controversy. He says it's fundamentally not true that he's trying to block officials from testifying. He also acknowledged for the first time that he was on Trump's phone call with the Ukraine president. But there's nothing wrong with being. In fact, it makes sense. It makes sense for your Secretary of State to be on a call when the president is talking to another foreign leader. I would think you would want him to be on the call. But yet, somehow, Democrats are turning that into some sort of conspiracy. It's crazy.
Well, you know, hey, listen. Ed listens in on our call, doesn't he?
I'm sorry?
I said, Ed listens in on our call, doesn't he?
No.
I don't see nothing.
I won't allow him to. He has to put earmuffs
on. You won't allow him to? Okay.
He has to put earmuffs on. Of course he listens.
Of course. That's what I'm saying. These people are nuts. And you know what? I'm telling you right now, Hillary Clinton is going to run in 2020.
You think so?
I bet my life on it.
No kidding. You think she's preparing
right now? I
guarantee
it. Listen, how she's been preparing. You know, Trump, he feels guilty. He's an illegitimate president. She's coming out of this woman is freaking nuts. Let me tell you what. She's going to lose more times than the Buffalo Bills lost the Super Bowl.
Oh, my goodness. That's a lot.
That's what I'm telling
you. You're right.
She's out of her mind.
Now, we've got the Biden clock. I got it over here in the corner. The Biden clock will eventually hit zero. That means that he'll be dumped or he will quit. So right now I got the Biden clock. Let's see. Today is the 2nd. The Biden clock says that within two weeks, he will be gone. Now, what do you think?
I think it might be before that.
Do you?
I think it might be before. Oh, let me tell you something. They don't care if they sacrifice Biden, you know. They could care less.
By the way, have you seen him recently or his
son? No, and you know who?
They've become the invisible duo, have they not?
That's right. And you know who else I haven't seen? I haven't seen Chuck Schumer around.
Well, you know,
did
Chuck,
you notice that?
Well, Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden are the same person. That's why you haven't seen him around.
No, okay. I haven't seen him around at all.
You never see them both together.
No. And you know.
Go ahead. I'm making a video.
Hey, what do you think? Now, they say that this whistleblower, he's under federal protection, you know.
Yeah, because...
You know, I wonder if he's got the same guards that Epstein had.
Oh gosh.
You think he might have the same guards Epstein had or what?
They might. He might be because they got time on their hands.
Unbelievable. Let me tell you, this is going to backfire on them. Let's look at the money Trump has brought in the third quarter, okay?
It's record money. It's record money.
$125 million, and the three Democrats brought in $56 million as a total.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the top runners. What is that telling you? And you know why theirs is so low? Because the kids that are voting for them only get so much of an allowance, you know. living in their parents' basement.
Yes.
And they can't afford to give as much as the working people can to Trump.
I think you're right about that. Now,
That's right.
Let me go to something a little bit off. I just want to get your thought on this because, as you know, Donald Trump imposed the tariffs on China. And right now, our manufacturing has showed a little bit of a slump. In fact, a gauge of U.S. manufacturing shows the lowest reading in more than 10 years in September, as exports have taken a dive amid the escalated trade war. Now, I know that most business owners are in Trump's corner. They're Republicans, let's be honest. Manufacturing heads are generally that way. But we also have that thing going on with the strike at GM. And do you think this is just a temporary glitch?
Paul, it's a very simple thing.
Okay.
Our industry has been knocked apart for the last 20 years, right? So we're not set up to produce what we were capable of producing before, number one. I mean, if you looked at Eastman Kodak Company, where I come from, they employed 85,000 people back in 1985 in Rochester alone.
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay, they're down to 3,000. So how can we even set up these factories this quick? This is going to take time to bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to put up with it. If we want to make America great again, we got to put up with it. But that's all I think it is. We're just not set up to produce the way we were.
So do you think, getting back to this whole Trump fiasco, and like you said, the Democrats have been on the impeachment warpath ever since he became president, and every one of these things starts to backfire at some point. So you think that this thing is going to backfire as well and become a nothing burger, or do you think that they will hang on to this and actually end up taking Trump to an impeachment?
Right, you know what? Like I said, they can impeach him. They can impeach him in the Congress. What good is that going to do? All that's going to do is make his name. They're trying to hurt him a little bit, you understand? Because it's not going to go through the Senate. He's going to be your president again.
Right. But do you think they will impeach, or do you think they'll back down from this?
I think they're going to back down, especially when they start coming out. And Barr's got to get on this. He's got to start moving, man. He's got to start throwing indictments on these morons.
Yeah, that was the other thing. When are we going to get the report from the Inspector General and from Barr
and from that guy Durham? You know?
I've been waiting and waiting for that. Are we going to hear about it this month, do you think?
You know, Paul, this is something that's bothering me. I keep sitting there saying, we were supposed to hear about this 2 months ago, and they said 2 weeks, and 2 weeks, just like you said. I'm beginning to believe certain Republicans and the Democrats are definitely in this thing together, okay? And I think when this goes down, you're going to see a few Republicans go down. And I wish the hell one of them is Mitt Romney.
Yeah, Mitt Romney is no friend of Trump. And he's almost at the point of saying he would vote for impeachment if it came to
him. Oh, there's no question about it. What a moron that guy is. But, you know, I could tell you what. Now, you know I'm in the hospital, and I've been talking to a lot of people.
Yes,
in here.
You sound actually really good. You sound as good as usual.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. The people here, once they know what you're thinking, like they see, they come in my room and they see Fox TV on.
Yes.
These people are all Trump, buddy.
Are they?
They're all, I think the only one that isn't, the only thing that isn't is a social worker, you know?
Okay.
But I'm telling you, the doctors, everybody.
Well, you know, it's just amazing. I bet they miss you over at the barber shop. Candy is running things, I guess, huh? Your daughter?
I feel so bad for that poor girl. She works so hard, I'll tell you. Poor thing is working alone right now.
Oh.
You know, it's tough to find a barber. Maybe there's an experienced barber out there listening to the show right now that needs a job.
Yeah,
If he does, give us a call.
Well, you had a third barber there, but things didn't work out, huh?
His wife was a little jealous of Candy, you know.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, Candy's a very attractive girl.
Yeah, what's that got to do with the price of fish? You worked there.
Yeah.
But, you know, women got to get over this jealousy baloney. I don't know.
Well, Candy is one of the nice, and by the way, she's a great barber. Is a female a barberess or still a barber? I guess she's a barber.
We call him a barber.
A barber. You're a great barber, and you have the best barber shop. I know you do, because I have been to a lot of them, and nobody. I've never been more comfortable. At your barber shop.
Tell Eddie he's got to pull out of his archives from REO Speedwagon that song, man. We got to start playing it.
Yeah, what is the name of it?
Does Ed already know? I don't really know the name of it. Ed probably does.
All right. Well, what was the words you were saying? Because I forget what you were saying. We'll look
Heard
it
from a friend.
Heard it from a friend. Okay.
That's right.
Ed's on to it.
He's on to it. There you go.
Tough. REO Speedwagon. Heard it from a friend.
There you go. You got to play it, man. You got to keep playing that song all over. But anyway, I think Trump is going to come out ahead on this, believe me. Clinton, like I say, she wants to tie the Buffalo Bills record. But I'm going to guarantee you she's going to run.
You really do. I'm writing this down. Andrew says that Hillary Clinton is entering the race.
Now, the only thing I don't understand, because, you know, Elizabeth Warren's got a lot of pull here with the Democrats that's starting to show. Now, is this going to be a Clinton-Warren team? Okay. Now, if it is.
I don't think those two would get along. If you
They've been talking a lot together.
I think if you put those two in the same room, it would be a catfight.
Well, that's all right, but these two will do anything to win.
Well, that's
true.
You
know that.
Yes.
They'll do anything to win. The only thing I'm concerned about is, will Hillary run for the vice president, which, you know, but she looks at that as an in, because if she becomes the vice president, then Elizabeth Warren, you know, she got to be careful of suicide, because then Clinton will be the president.
Oh, my goodness.
So therefore, underestimated.
So her life would be in danger if she was the vice president.
Of course. She'd have to be under federal protection big time.
Okay. Well, now that we understand that, Andrew, it is a delight to hear you sounding so good. Will you take care of yourself? I want you to be up and about and back in the barbershop when we talk again on Friday, I hope.
You got it, Paul. Definitely. I hope I'll be there, too.
Listen.
And in that time, may Trump be with you.
May the Trump be with you. All right, sir.
There you go.
There you go.
I love it.
We want to leave you with that song. We got it, buddy.
You got it, my friend. You take care, and we'll talk to you Friday.
Thank you, Andrew.
All right, bye-bye.
There he goes, Andrew the Master Barber, recuperating and sounding better than ever. All right, let's take our final break. When we come back, among other things, we're going to give you the top 10 actors appearing in the most movies.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Don't miss the Craft Beer Hour every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. We'll bring you up to speed on craft beer events and festivals, local breweries, and interview the brains behind the brews. So grab a pint and listen to the Craft Beer Hour every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network, and visit the website, thecraftbeerhour.com.
Go yard is a metaphor used in baseball, meaning to hit a home run. Life struggles can make you feel like you just struck out. It's times like these that we need a little batting practice to pick ourselves back up and get back in the game. Whether you are dealing with marital issues, drug addiction, rebellious teens, anxiety, depression, or just generally having a bad day, call Mama Mac. If life has you down 0-2, before you strike out, learn to go yard. Go yard with Mama Mac on this radio station, Thursdays, 6 o'clock.
Hello, Americans. My name is Bill Cochran, and my live radio show, Only in America, is on Tantalk every Tuesday evening between 6 and 7. MyPillow helps sponsor my show. The Buy One Premium MyPillow and Get One Premium MyPillow Absolutely Free deal is back just in time for Christmas. The pillow comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Call 800-954-9168 or order online at MyPillow.com. Use promo code Bill. For the Buy One, Get One Free offer, 800-954-9168 or online, promo code Bill.
Are you a writer, inventor? Do you have questions about your intellectual property rights? Well, tune in every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 11 o'clock for Joy on Paper. Once a month, I will have a special guest, the writer's legal eagle, Bill Larson of Larson & Larson, who can answer your questions. Protect your valuable work. Email me your questions to patsy.radio@gmail.com and then listen in every Tuesday and Thursday at 11 a.m. right here on Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network. That's patsy.radio@gmail.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Kansas City, here I come. I'm going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come.
Here we go. Final segment of Freedom Works. Thank you very much for being with us. I was watching a little bit of the baseball playoffs between Milwaukee and Washington yesterday. Last night, I should say. I don't know if you watched any of that, Ed. It was kind of an exciting game, but we got the Rays coming on tonight. They're in Oakland. It's win or go home, right? And then the winner of that game, I guess, would they play the Dodgers?
Houston.
They're going to play Houston. Okay.
This is going to be a weird one. They're going to play Houston Friday afternoon at 2, if they make it, and then Saturday night at 9 p.m.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that is kind of strange, isn't it? Well, that's going to be a very interesting game. I'm sure to watch it. I know you'll be watching it, too. And speaking about sports, this might fall under campus quackery, by the way. A professor at the University of Rhode Island, his name is Kyle Kuz, K-U-S-Z, has published a book titled Making American White Men Great Again, Tom Brady, Donald Trump, and the Allure of White Male Omnipotence in Post-Obama America. First of all, how the heck do you ever get that on the front of a book? Yeah. So that's the name of the book. He theorizes that Tom Brady has become popular due to the rise of white rage and white supremacy.
I saw that.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Can you believe that he got away with that anybody would publish a book?
Guys, well, there you go, right there.
Good Lord.
Trying to sell his book, that's all.
Brady's relationship with the media and Trump is analyzed in the book. The professor highlights a 2015 Under Armour commercial, which depicts thousands of Tom Brady's working out, and he tells the audience to rule yourself. He says the commercial would not seem out of place in the infamous Nazi propaganda film Triumph des Villain. Oh, my goodness. This is really out of left field, isn't it? Well, enough about that. That's crazy. That really is. Also, I wanted to say, it was brought up by Andrew while we were talking with him. He was watching Fox News in the hospital, right? Fox News has been the most watched cable network now for 71 straight quarters. If you divide 4 into that, you'll come up with the number of years. But that's quite a few years. 71 straight quarters. Not only are they number one over the other news cable channels, they're number one as the most watched cable network. Also, did you know that? They average 2.4 million primetime viewers, 8 to 11 p.m., and to give you a comparison, MSNBC, 1.5 million. CNN just makes it to 1 million. So Fox is about 2.5 times more listeners than CNN. The primetime trio of Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham, and one other show here. Hannity. Sean Hannity finished as the three most watched programs. Hannity himself, number one on cable news. The fourth rated show was the Rachel Maddow show, which I think is on at the same time as Sean Hannity's show is on. So very interesting. But Fox
Rachel Maddow.
What did I say? Rachel Maddow. Yeah.
That dude.
I know you like her. I don't like her. Not, I know you like her. No, I know you don't like her. She's kind of crazy. She's talk about
kind of
kind of
crazy. Would call her crazy.
She's a conspiracy theorist too. It's really weird. All right.
And her fake her alligator tears.
Yeah.
Her fake crying all the time.
She does cry a lot. Yeah. It's kind of a soap opera watching her show once, you know, when she gets going. I would love to see her on a psychoanalyst couch. Relating whatever she's relating.
I think
he would immediately. Yeah. Well, not only that, he'd lock her up, I think. Mm-hmm. All right. It is time for our top 10. We have a good one, I think. These are the top 10 actors that have appeared in the most movies, Ed. And I know you know the number one, and I'm going to see if you can guess who it is when we get to him, okay? We'll eliminate the others. So here we go. These are the top 10 actors appearing in the most movies. Number 10. Michael Caine. You know how many movies? 156 movies. He made Sleuth, Alfie, The Man Who Would Be King.
So many in the 80s.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
many.
He did. You're right. But he goes all the way back to the to the 60s doing these movies, so obviously. Yeah. All right. This is a tie, so we're going to say number eight twice. Number eight. Do you remember an actor by the name of Ray Milland?
Sounds familiar.
He was in Love Story as the father of the girl in Love Story, but he was also a big-time actor in the 40s. He made 172 movies. 172. He was a Brit. Mm. All right, number eight. I know you'll know this guy, Donald Sutherland.
Mm-hmm.
172 movies, same as Milland. He made movies like The Dirty Dozen. Mm-hmm. That was in the 60s, and Clute. And his son is Kiefer Sutherland. Yep. You know that. All right. Number seven, Lou Gossett Jr.
Oh, yeah.
Remember him?
I haven't seen him in a while.
No, but he made 173 movies. I mean, he was in An Officer and a Gentleman. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I remember. Number six, do you remember George Kennedy?
Yes.
Yep, Cool Hand Luke. He won an Oscar.
And those, all those airport movies.
And all the airport movies. Exactly. Yeah, you're right. All right, number five. James Earl Jones. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
The black actor.
Voice of Darth Vader.
Yes. 183 movies. He also made Doctor Strangelove, The Great White Hope. All kinds. All right, number four. And to be honest with you, I wouldn't recognize this guy when I heard his name. Ernie Hudson.
Yeah. Big black, great actor. Yeah.
Yes. 191 movies. He was in Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Number three. I bet you don't remember this guy. I do. Ernest Borgnine.
Oh, yes.
You do remember him.
Yep.
McHale's Navy and stuff like that. The television.
He actually did a great movie that was a made-for-TV movie, The Ghost of Flight 401.
Did he?
Yes.
Well, he won an Oscar playing the title character in Marty in 1955. All right, number two. Robert Loggia. Do you remember him?
I think
Robert Loggia.
It.
You recognize him if you saw him, I think. But he was in Big. Do you remember the movie Big?
Yes.
He was involved in that movie. He made 224 movies. So you had to have seen him.
Yep, I've seen him. I know who it is.
Okay, you know what I'm talking about. All right, here we go, Ed. Who do you think is the number one actor appearing in the most movies? I'll give you a hint. He was in Star Wars, and he did a lot of horror films.
Harrison Ford?
How many horror films did Harrison Ford?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
I don't think he ever did a horror film.
He was
anyway,
in Star Wars.
Huh?
And did a lot of horror films.
He was in Star Wars, plus he did a lot of horror films. I'll give you another chance here.
I don't know.
Okay. You want to roll the drum one more time?
Sure.
Here we go. Beautiful. Christopher Lee. You
Who
remember
is that?
Christopher? Yeah, you don't remember him, do you?
I couldn't have guessed that. He had a gun to my head.
Tall English guy. He played in 276 movies. Star Wars, he was Dracula, he was the mummy, he was the Frankenstein monster.
What did he play in Star Wars?
He played in one of the later Star Wars. He was a big, tall guy that played, what one was it that he played? I don't remember, but he was like a monarch or something in one of those movies. But that was minor compared to all the other movies he's done. Mm. He was also in a James Bond movie as a villain. All right, my friends. Thank you so very much. We will be back on Friday. And stay tuned for the Craft Beer Hour following the news with Kenny and Bill. But always remember that freedom works.